ladies and gentlemen, to be able to present this award in place of Bart and to do it with his son, Bart Jr., to the most deserving man I know, a tremendous player, but an even better person. Welcome, Peyton Manning.
Thank you, Coach Dungy. This man still is an inspiration to me, and of course the eons of people that he comes into contact with every day. It's a special honor to receive this award from you. Coach Dungy, this is his fifth Bart Starr Award winner to coach, and something tells me that's not an accident. A couple people in the audience today I'd like to thank that are a big reason why I'm up here this morning. My wife Ashley, my father Archie, the director of the Payback Foundation, Elizabeth Ellis, from the Denver Broncos, President Joe Ellis, Patrick Smythe, and Cindy and Brady Kellogg. Thank you for your support in all that I do. I want to thank Bart Starr, for whom this award is named. Quick story, my dad told me when he was in college playing football, he was invited to the Columbus Touchdown Club, and he had the honor that night of sitting next to the legendary Bart Starr. And the MCs that evening, my dad told me, were Monday Night Football's Howard Cosell, Frank Gifford, and Dandy Don Meredith. And they presented an award to Bart that evening. And of course, Bart went up and gave his usual very, very humble acceptance. And my dad said that Dandy Don then returned to the mic and said, "Just one time, I like to hear that guy say S-H-I-T. Coach Dungy, we used to say the same thing about you. As you know, due to illness, Bart can't be with us this morning. But of course, he is here in spirit and through his son, Bart Jr. Thank you very much, Bart. Thank you also to Bart's wife of nearly 60 years, Cherry, who as always is by his side. I had a wonderful phone conversation with Cherry a few weeks ago when she called to tell me that I would receive this honor. Each of us needs a special someone like Cherry in our lives to support us as players and as the people we are, with our own strengths and frailties, hopes and disappointments. I'm truly honored to be this year's recipient and to follow so many worthy men who have come before me: Steve, Brent, John, Drew. John Lynch is the only other Bronco to be named a recipient of the Bart Starr Award. This award is particularly special because my fellow players are the ones who choose the honorees. The public doesn't hear about them all of the time, but there is no shortage of men in this league who, despite the cost, take on the role of leader on and off the field. To this year's finalists, Saints tight end Benjamin Watson and Raiders defensive end Justin Tuck, you have my respect and admiration. And to so many of my fellow Denver Broncos, I'm so honored to work side by side with all of them. So many of them live what this award is all about each and every day. People like linebacker Brandon Marshall, who hosts a clothing drive for survivors of domestic violence. Offensive lineman Ben Garland, who privately through his foundation works to end sex trafficking. Linebacker Von Miller provides low-income Denver youth with eye care needed to win in the classroom. And there are too many others to name. We know the expectations that come with being in the NFL today. Where there weren't very high expectations of Bart Starr back in 1956, he was drafted in the 17th round, the 200th player overall. But somehow, Bart Starr transcended those expectations and became MVP of Super Bowls I and II. A member of the Hall of Fame, Bart made a meaningful and lasting impact on this league and to this day to everyone he comes into contact with. The man for whom this award was named stands as a true champion and among the all-time greats of this game. Think about it. At the heart of a champion is character. It doesn't come with ease. It's rarely forged in quiet times. It takes trial and suffering to strengthen people at their core, to inspire ambition, and to achieve any real measure of success. But as Abraham Lincoln once said, nearly all men can stand adversity. If you want to test a man's character, though, give him power. There is no doubt that we in this league have power, and we will be remembered by what we do with that power. For very many reasons, I treasure all that the NFL has given to me and my family. However, it's not the trophies or the accolades or opportunities to be on national television on Sundays. It's not the paychecks, the Papa John's pizzas, the opportunities to hum a familiar jingle, or even being lampooned on Saturday Night Live. What I appreciate most from this league is the platform that this awesome game gives me. Because of football, I have the opportunity to impact the lives of everyday people who will never run onto an NFL field and may never even step foot into one of our magnificent stadiums. Without football, there wouldn't be a Payback Foundation. Ashley and I chose the name 17 years ago to help remind us to do our very best to provide some measure of payback for all the blessings in our lives. Through the Payback Foundation, Ashley and I try to do what we can to help people in need in Colorado, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Indiana, the four areas that have made a huge impact on both of us. Our foundation especially focuses on helping at-risk kids. There's something about a kid's eyes when he or she looks up at me or reaches for my hand that grabs at my heart. That's why we're so committed also to helping desperately sick children and their families who are seeking what most often see as medical miracles. They and their families put their faith into the brilliant and caring staff at Peyton Manning Children's Hospital in Indianapolis. We are deeply proud to be associated with and to support this hospital's remarkable group of health professionals. Without football, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to go on to a USO tour and meet face-to-face and thank our troops in the Middle East who put their lives on the line every single day to fight for our freedom. As short as our off-season is, they don't have any off-season at all. 4th-and-1 for them can mean the difference between life and death. The word completion for a quarterback carries with it a certain meaning, something that's very easy to calculate, document, and build on. As difficult as it is to pass for a completion against a Darrell Revis or Richard Sherman, making a completion in life isn't nearly as simple to quantify or qualify. To a person in business, education, government, or other professionals, the word completion is notably weightier, more complex, and significantly harder to achieve. And only we can decide what that means in our lives. I recognize that the people in this room this morning are true NFL fans. To you, I say, expect more from us than a record number of passes and overtime victories, than punishing tackles and heroic blocks. Because when you and other members of the public expect more, history shows we in the NFL deliver more. To my peers in this incredible league, expect more of yourselves. Because when we expect more, Sunday after Sunday, Thursday after Thursday, Monday after Monday, we find ways to give more, to dig deep, and to find the answer that will take our teammates and us one step closer to professional success. Then I suggest that we don't just stop there. We need to go a step further and think about Tuesday and Wednesday, Friday and Saturday, and how we can make an imprint not just on our fans, but on everyone in our communities, around the nation, and around the globe. That's when we can make an imprint on people who have never cheered us on game day, even those who will probably never display the name of their favorite team on a cap or a T-shirt, because they probably don't have a favorite team. When we can move people who have never been NFL fans, that's when we can look each other directly in the eye and say, we did make a difference. I am humbled and grateful for this award. Thank you very much, and God bless you.